A cineast about the Bollywood film industry. You are going to listen to an interview with a film journalist about the film industry in Bollywood. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then, you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, for each question 1 to 6. Put a cross in the correct box. The first one, 0, has been done for you.
Welcome back to the programme. This is Claire Jones, live from tonight's premiere of the new Bollywood blockbuster Rab Nabana Di Jodi, which translates A Match Made by God. It's another romantic comedy, typical of Bollywood, starring Shah Rukh Khan and Anushka Sharma. But I'm not alone. Next to me is film journalist and cineast Mark Phillips, who has specialised in Bollywood films. Good evening, Mark, and thank you for joining our programme.
Good evening, Claire. It's a pleasure.
Mark, how many Bollywood films have you seen so far? It must be thousands.
Well, not quite so many, but I'm sure I've already seen just a few more than 100.
Wow, that's a lot. What actually attracts you to Bollywood films?
Well, that's really hard to answer. Bollywood films are just not from this world. at least not from our Western world. They create colourful and vibrant dreamlike versions of reality. A reality far from the truth, but which represents a cultural stereotype of Indians. Indian audiences expect full value for their money, so a typical Bollywood film has songs and dance and comedy and daredevil thrills, and they're all mixed up in a spectacular extravaganza of romance and emotions.
I see that you speak very passionately about the films, but loving Bollywood films means sitting on the sofa for quite some time, doesn't it?
Yes, that's true. A typical Bollywood film lasts about 3 hours, but you need virtually every minute to tell the melodramatic plots. They frequently include unfortunate lovers and angry parents and love triangles and family ties, sacrifice, corrupt politicians, kidnappers, cunning villains, long-lost relatives, siblings separated by fate, and a lot of unexpected coincidences.
Mark, can you tell us more about the industry behind these films?
Of course. Let's start with the basics. The name Bollywood is derived from Bombay, the former name for Mumbai, and Hollywood, the centre of the US film industry. However, unlike Hollywood, Bollywood does not exist as a physical place. It just refers to films made in India or by Indian directors, respectively. The term Bollywood, by the way, has its origin in the 1970s, when India overtook America as the world's largest film-producing country.
I remember Bollywood films became fashionable like 10 or 15 years ago, but when did it actually all start?
The Indian film industry has a long tradition. The film Raja Harishchandra, produced in 1913, was the first silent feature film made in India. By the 1930s, the industry was producing over 200 films per year. Following India's independence, the period from the late 1940s to the 1960s is regarded by film historians as the golden age of Hindi cinema. Some of the most critically acclaimed Hindi films of all time were produced during this period. These films expressed social themes and were mainly dealing with the working-class urban life in India. In the late 1960s and early 1970s, romantic films and action films were preferred, while in the mid-1970s, they had to make way for gritty, violent films about gangsters and villains. The 2000s, then, as you said, saw a growth in Bollywood's popularity in the world. This led the nation's filmmaking industry to new heights in terms of quality and cinematography, innovative storylines, as well as technical advances in areas such as special effects.
An important part of Bollywood films is the music, isn't it, Mark?
Oh, it certainly is, Claire. Bollywood films are, in fact, mostly musicals and are expected to contain catchy music in the form of song and dance numbers woven into the script. A film's success often depends on the quality of such musical numbers. Indeed, a film's music is often released before the film itself and helps increase the audience.
What's the special function of the music in the films?
Well, the songs typically comment on the action taking place in the film in several ways. Sometimes a song is worked into the plot so that a character has a reason to sing. At other times, a song is an externalization of the character's thoughts or warns of an event that has not yet occurred in the plot of the film. In this case, the event is often two characters falling in love. The songs are also often referred to as a dream sequence, and anything can happen that would normally not happen in the real world.
And how about the dancing?
Bollywood dance is a difficult topic to discuss because it's hard to pin down. In short, the dancing is there because, as we all know, sex sells. The commercial power of sex was recognized by Indian film distributors very, very early on. As early as 1932, the erotic elements in Zarina were creating a public outcry. Calls for greater censorship, but more significantly, meant lots of money for the cinema houses. The obvious question was, of course, how to handle erotic content. It was clear that an element of eroticism was required for commercial success. However, the puritanical nature of Indian society would not tolerate the heroine behaving in any immodest way, so a technique called the item number was developed. The item number works like this. You bring in a secondary girl, known as the item girl, who is able to act, sing, and dance in an erotic manner, often only for one piece. Now, this introduces the erotic element, yet maintains the heroine's modesty.
Mark, I'm afraid it's time to go. The premiere is about to start. Thank you very much for joining us today in the programme, and now enjoy tonight's Rab Nabana Di Jodi.
Thank you very much, Claire. You too.
Welcome back to the programme. This is Claire Jones, live from tonight's premiere of the new Bollywood blockbuster Rab Nabana Di Jodi, which translates A Match Made by God. It's another romantic comedy, typical of Bollywood, starring Shah Rukh Khan and Anushka Sharma. But I'm not alone. Next to me is film journalist and cineast Mark Phillips, who has specialised in Bollywood films. Good evening, Mark, and thank you for joining our programme.
Good evening, Claire. It's a pleasure.
Mark, how many Bollywood films have you seen so far? It must be thousands.
Well, not quite so many, but I'm sure I've already seen just a few more than 100.
Wow, that's a lot. What actually attracts you to Bollywood films?
Well, that's really hard to answer. Bollywood films are just not from this world. Well, at least not from our Western world. They create colourful and vibrant dreamlike versions of reality. A reality far from the truth, but which represents a cultural stereotype of Indians. Indian audiences expect full value for their money, so a typical Bollywood film has songs and dance and comedy and daredevil thrills, and they're all mixed up in a spectacular extravaganza of romance and emotions.
I see that you speak very passionately about the films, but loving Bollywood films means sitting on the sofa for quite some time, doesn't it?
Yes, that's true. A typical Bollywood film lasts about 3 hours, but you need virtually every minute to tell the melodramatic plots. They frequently include unfortunate lovers and angry parents and love triangles and family ties, sacrifice, corrupt politicians, kidnappers, cunning villains, long-lost relatives, siblings separated by fate, and a lot of unexpected coincidences.
Mark, can you tell us more about the industry behind these films?
Of course. Let's start with the basics. The name Bollywood is derived from Bombay, the former name for Mumbai, and Hollywood, the centre of the US film industry. However, unlike Hollywood, Bollywood does not exist as a physical place. It just refers to films made in India or by Indian directors, respectively. The term Bollywood, by the way, has its origin in the 1970s, when India overtook America as the world's largest film-producing country.
I remember Bollywood films became fashionable like 10 or 15 years ago, but when did it actually all start?
The Indian film industry has a long tradition. The film Raja Harishchandra, produced in 1913, was the first silent feature film made in India. By the 1930s, the industry was producing over 200 films per year. Following India's independence, the period from the late 1940s to the 1960s is regarded by film historians as the golden age of Hindi cinema. Some of the most critically acclaimed Hindi films of all time were produced during this period. These films expressed social themes and were mainly dealing with the working-class urban life in India. In the late 1960s and early 1970s, romantic films and action films were preferred, while in the mid-1970s, they had to make way for gritty, violent films about gangsters and villains. The 2000s, then, as you said, saw a growth in Bollywood's popularity in the world. This led the nation's filmmaking industry to new heights in terms of quality and cinematography, innovative storylines, as well as technical advances in areas such as special effects.
An important part of Bollywood films is the music, isn't it, Mark?
Oh, it certainly is, Claire. Bollywood films are, in fact, mostly musicals and are expected to contain catchy music in the form of song and dance numbers woven into the script. A film's success often depends on the quality of such musical numbers. Indeed, a film's music is often released before the film itself and helps increase the audience.
What's the special function of the music in the films?
Well, the songs typically comment on the action taking place in the film in several ways. Sometimes a song is worked into the plot so that a character has a reason to sing. At other times, a song is an externalization of the character's thoughts or warns of an event that has not yet occurred in the plot of the film. In this case, the event is often two characters falling in love. The songs are also often referred to as a dream sequence, and anything can happen that would normally not happen in the real world.
And how about the dancing?
Bollywood dance is a difficult topic to discuss because it's hard to pin down. In short, the dancing is there because, as we all know, sex sells. The commercial power of sex was recognized by Indian film distributors very, very early on. As early as 1932, the erotic elements in Zarina were creating a public outcry. Calls for greater censorship, but more significantly, meant lots of money for the cinema houses. The obvious question was, of course, how to handle erotic content. It was clear that an element of eroticism was required for commercial success. However, the puritanical nature of Indian society would not tolerate the heroine behaving in any immodest way. So a technique called the item number was developed. The item number works like this. You bring in a secondary girl, known as the item girl, who is able to act, sing and dance in an erotic manner, often only for one piece. Now, this introduces the erotic element, yet maintains the heroine's modesty.
Mark, I'm afraid it's time to go. The premiere is about to start. Thank you very much for joining us today in the programme, and now enjoy tonight's Rab Nabana Di Jodi.
Thank you very much, Claire. You too.